Several canoe groups are paddling down the Inside Passage to Wrangell for the Shakes Island rededication event this week. Two canoes traveling from Juneau hit bad weather and rough water on Saturday. One canoe was lost. KSTK's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
Both canoes left Juneau on April 24th. They were each accompanied by a support boat. The Raven Canoe belongs to the One People Canoe Society and has paddlers from several Southeast communities and Washington State. The second canoe is from the Sea Alaska Native Corporation and has a Yakutat-based crew. The crews hit bad weather and high seas in Seymour Canal on Saturday. Both decided to put the paddlers on the support boats and tow the canoes. Alicia Chilton is on the board of the One People Canoe Society. She's also a paddler on the Raven Canoe.
When we went to turn, there was a little bit, the line slacked in, and all the water from the back of the canoe rolled forward, and that's when she just went down and the line broke, and we watched her drift away from us.
Both the Raven Canoe and the Sea Alaska Canoe snapped their tow lines and were washed away. The lost Raven Canoe was spotted on a rocky shore where it had beached itself. It was retrieved safely at about 2 p.m. on Saturday. The Sea Alaska Canoe was found about 2 hours later. The plan was to tow both canoes to Cake, where they could be inspected for damage, repaired if necessary, and sent back on their journey. The Raven Canoe made it. The Sea Alaska Canoe did not. During the recovery, it broke free of its tow line for a second time. As of this afternoon, a search and recovery effort is in full swing. A Juneau-based plane for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game was sent out. A second plane from Petersburg was also dispatched. There was a possible sighting of the Sea Alaska Canoe this morning. Wrangell Cooperative Association staff member Renee Claggett is helping coordinate efforts in the water. She made contact with crew member Jay Dodge of the Silver Bay Seafoods tender Lady Kate this afternoon.
Yes, Lady Kate, go ahead.
Roger, roger. Okay, the report is from the pilot that it was upside down and actually went up during a high tide. And since it's falling tides now, that it's probably safe. If anybody has the boats are moving in for the Seymour herring fishery, if they could just keep an eye out for it. So if you could just maybe put the word out on the fishing fleet there as they come in, just to have people keep an eye on that. And if it does get into trouble, maybe somebody could grab it and let us know.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah.
The Sea Alaska Canoe's life vests were also possibly spotted in the area known as the Rock Garden in Seymour Canal. Meanwhile, the Raven Canoe and its crew arrived in Cake late Sunday afternoon. The Sea Alaska crew made it to Cake as well. And Chilton says everyone is coming together to make the best of a harrowing experience.
What's happening now is that the Juneau and Yakutat crew members, we've got a total of 18, will be rotating through the Raven Canoe. So Juneau and Yakutat are combining into one now.
The Raven Canoe is expected to arrive in Wrangell waters on Wednesday. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.
The Raven Canoe is set to leave Cake for Petersburg tomorrow morning. It had to delay its planned departure this morning due to inclement weather.